The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and it's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Coming up, we've got some racing, some basketball, some football to talk about, kind of a smorgasbord, if you will. But the star of the show, not me, the star of the show is Network Indiana's Brad Huber.
Good evening, Coach, and hello, everybody. Good to be with you on a Friday night, the final regular weekend of the regular season for the NBA. And the Indiana Pacers trail the Cleveland Cavaliers 107-100 with 7:47 left in that ball game. There are all kinds of scenarios playing out between today and Sunday for seeding. The Pacers right now can get as high as a third seed or as low as an 8. Of course, 7 or 8 would be in the play-in tournament. The Pacers need one win between today and Sunday to lock up their first playoff berth since 2020. We'll keep an eye on that. Pacers down 6, 107-101. Donovan Mitchell for Cleveland with 33 points. T.J. McConnell and Tyrese Halliburton tied with 16 apiece. We'll keep an eye on that. A lot of hockey. The I-69 battle going on. The Indy Field lead the Fort Wayne Comets 2-1. That's the middle point of the second period. Minor League Baseball, the Indians and Toledo tied at 3 in the ninth. South Bend Cubs trail Wisconsin 1-0 in the fifth. And in the bottom of the seventh, Fort Wayne Tin Caps trail Lake County 7-6. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everyone. We start off the show with the best at what he does, the star, broadcaster of the year a year ago. He can win that every year, quite frankly. Also, he's the man at the ISC Sports Network, friend of the show, friend of mankind, Greg Rickstraw. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Coach.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So tonight, and you have nothing to do in your life, you decided to do some Indiana State baseball. Sycamores beat Bradley 14-2. Pretty impressive day for the Sycamores. Moving the bat a little bit tonight.
It is, and obviously so much attention, and rightfully so, has been on Indiana State basketball because of the season they had and then the coaching change.
Yeah.
Thrilled for my buddy Matthew Graves to get the head coaching job officially yesterday at his press conference today. But the Indiana State baseball team, what the Indiana State basketball team did this year, the Indiana State baseball team did last year, and they frankly are in a better spot at this point this year than they were a year ago. Bob, they're 25-7. They are number 8 in the RPI in Division I baseball. There are numerous top 25s in college baseball. They're as high as 18th in that group.
Right.
They are 8-2 in the Missouri Valley. And, Bob, in their last 40 Missouri Valley Conference games, they have won 34 of them. That what Mitch Hannes is doing in Terre Haute, with a lot of players back from last year, especially in terms of his position, guys, it's really a sight to behold.
Just remind everyone that the Valley baseball is always pretty good, too.
It is. And you know, it's a little bit different, you know, Wichita State no longer being in the league and Wichita State not what they used to be in baseball.
Right.
Creighton, you know, being in the Big East. Indiana State has kind of taken the torch and ran with it. You know, they hosted a regional in Terre Haute for the first time last year, won that, competed in the super regional against TCU. But the other storyline about this Indiana State team is that look at them against kind of the Power Five conferences. They're 6-2 this year. They don't really have many more of those games. They have one more against Illinois on the road on April the 30th. Most of their games going forward are against Missouri Valley competition. But what they have done the last couple of years has been rather remarkable. And if they make the NCAA tournament, which seems to be almost a foregone conclusion at this point, it's more of a debate as to, hey, are you going to get to host a regional for a second straight year or not? But if they make it, They will have made four of the last five NCAA tournaments in baseball. And for a northern climate team that has to play their first month of the season in Florida or Mississippi or Alabama like they did this year, it's pretty impressive.
All right, so who are the offensive stars of this game today?
Well, Luis Hernandez opened the game with a three-run home run. Randall Diaz finished the game with a three-run home run. This was a run rule victory in the bottom of the eighth for Indiana State. They had 21 hits in tonight's game. They had four different players collect three hits or more in tonight's contest. And they used just two pitchers. Jared Spencer, he is not their Friday ace, but he is probably their best arm. They've got an injury to their normal Friday starter in Jacob Pruitt. Bullpen, he goes 4 1/3. He strikes out 8, does give up a two-run homer for the only Bradley offense of the game. But he is also probably the highest-end prospect on this Indiana State team. A lot of guys with radar guns in their hands are watching from behind home plate, watching Spencer throw. He is likely a draft pick at some point in time, a junior from Centerville, Michigan, with electric stuff. He's a lefty that can throw mid-90s. Obviously, they've had numerous major leaguers over the years from Indiana State. Got a couple of them currently. He might be the next in that line a few years down the road.
All right, Greg Rigstraw is the man from the ISC Sports Network at Indiana State today doing some baseball. Baseball team beats Bradley 14-2. You mentioned, I think everybody understands, basketball coaching change. Matthew Graves is actually going to join us on the show tomorrow night, so we're excited about that. I got about a minute here, but for many reasons, I think this is a great hire, not the least of which I really like Matthew, and I think it's, the idea is to build on what you started, and let's hope they're able to do that, but I'm glad he got it, and it'll be fun to see how this works out.
Absolutely, and obviously he was a previous head coach at South Alabama for 5 years, won 65 games during that time. I think he learns a lot from that experience. That was a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
He's been the top assistant for Josh for the last 3 years, and now that he is in place, the roster rebuild begins, whether it's convincing guys that are currently in the portal to stay or going out and finding an entire new team for Terre Haute.
Greg Rigstraw, ever the professional, right on time. Hang on through this short break, okay?
Got it, Coach.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. DrivenToSaveLives.org is their very important website. Greg Rigstraw rejoins us. Greg Rigstraw, I'm honored to say, is my broadcast partner for IUPUI basketball games. We've done this for, 12 years. Is that the number?
Something along those lines, yes.
So we have a new basketball coach called Paul Corsaro at the University of Indianapolis, moving to IU Indianapolis. It's going to take me a while to be able to say that. Introduced to the general public last week. You know him well. I know him well. It's clearly an exciting time to be a part of the IU Indianapolis athletic program.
It is. And I think Paul's going to do a great job. So far, he's got 8 players under scholarship with 5 more left to fill. I think he will take his time in terms of filling those. It will be a completely new roster from what it was a season ago. Of the 7 that he has committed, those players are former Division II players. 4 of those coming with him from the University of Indianapolis. Julian Steinfeld, who is a 7-footer out of Germany. Jarvis Walker, that previously played at Purdue Fort Wayne. Paul Zielinskis, that is very much an active shooter. Sean Craig, who is 6'7". He's got players from Thomas More, Rockhurst, and Wayne State of Nebraska that are all Midwestern kids that are going to play for him. The young man that played at Thomas More, I forget his first name, but I remember his last name quite well, Dedukovich, as in Dan's son, that played at Butler University and is from the Cincinnati area. I think it's going to be a group that's heavy on Division II kids at the start for a couple of reasons. One of those, obviously Paul knows that level very well from coaching at UIndy the last 4 years. I think it's also a group that is largely going to make the jump to IU Indianapolis based on opportunity. You know, kids that have played well at the Division II level and say, you know what? I've always wanted to give it that Division I chance. Mm-hmm. Here is my chance to do so. I'm sure there will be, you know, other, you know, true freshmen that will come on board, like Ron Rutland III has done from Crispus Attucks, you know, who is making the move. He was going to play for Paul at UIndy, which is his father's alma mater. Now he's going to follow Paul the chance to play at IU Indianapolis. I do think there are better days ahead for a basketball program you and I care a whole lot about in terms of IUPUI.
I think the model has already been illustrated over in Terre Haute. You know, right. The similarities are really eerie, quite frankly, in terms of how you build a program.
Correct. And obviously Josh Schertz was at Lincoln Memorial for a long time and built that to a nationally competitive program. And especially his first year or two at Indiana State, it was the Division II All-Stars. One of the guys that made the move with him was Kavassier McCauley, that we know from Manual High School,
who played
Division I, then played Division II, and then, again, went to Indiana State University. You know, over the last couple of years, it'd be more of the Division I kind of transfer model, led by a guy like Ryan Conwell that we know from Pike, that was South Florida, and then Indiana State. But you are right. And there's an example in our league that would go that direction as well, and that's Sundance Wicks at Green Bay, you know, who brought in not exclusively Division II players, but had an extensive Division II background and brought some of those guys from that level and won at Green Bay this year. They won all of three games the year before. So it certainly is a recruiting strategy that has had some recent success. And again, I think as Paul goes along, I think you'll see more D1 transfers and more Central Indiana recruits. Now I think this is the quickest way to be competitive next year, and that's exactly what I expect. This is going to be a far more competitive basketball team in 24-25 than we saw a season ago.
All right, you and I are going to talk Indy 11 tomorrow night, among other things. I appreciate you taking time to join me. Have a safe night. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Bob.
Greg Rakestraw, the one and only, the best at what he does. Scoreboard update coming up with the man himself, Brad Huber. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
A tight one in Cleveland right now. Miles Turner just missed a three-pointer that would have given Indiana the lead just over a minute to go. Cleveland has the basketball, 120 to 118, 112 to go, all kinds of playoff scenarios. The Pacers can be as high as a third or as low as an eight, depending on how tonight finishes up and how Sunday goes. We'll keep you updated on that. Minor League Baseball across the state, top of the 10th inning. It's the Indianapolis Indians and the Toledo Mud Hens tied at 3. That is at Toledo. Bottom of the 6th, the South Bend Cubs just scored 2 runs to take the lead over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 2-1. As far as the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, they trail the Lake County Captains 7-6 in the middle of the 8th inning. College baseball today. Evansville, no issues with Illinois State, 9-1 today. Penn State winners at Indiana, 15-4. We just heard from Greg Rakestraw, number 18, Indiana State, all over Bradley, 14-2. That was in 8 innings. 13th ranked North Carolina shut out Notre Dame today, 13-0. Purdue winners over Michigan State, 7-2. Southeast Missouri State got 1 run. That's all they needed to beat the Screaming Eagles of Southern Indiana, 1-0. Belmont beat Valpo, 9-2. UIndy winners today in baseball over Quincy, 6-5. Dakota Sill walk-off double scoring 3 to win that ball game. Grand Valley State shut out Purdue Northwest 3-0. Hanover and Manchester split a doubleheader, or Hanover won 18-3. And Taylor and Indiana Wesleyan split a doubleheader. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. So glad you could join us. Indiana Sports Talk's allowed me to do a lot of great things over the last 30 years, have a lot of fun. It's all about sports, for heaven's sake, so how can you not have fun? One of the most fun things I get a chance to do is be a part of the Gritties, an event that Paul Condry and his staff and the Regional Radio Sports Network and the Indiana Football Digest put together. And it is a celebration of football in our state. It's coming up Sunday at the Indianapolis Colts facility out on the west side of town. Paul Condry joins me tonight. Paul, dress rehearsal in the books. You're ready to go. If your MC doesn't screw up, you have a chance on Sunday.
I am excited beyond belief, Bob, to be able to be able to part of this thing. I tell you what, you think about it, 18 years we've been doing this program.
Wow. Wow.
You know, it's been a labor of love. It's like I've tried to tell a few people. It's like for the Indiana Football Digest, it's a Super Bowl for us. We spend about 3 hours on the program itself, but it takes about 4 months to put it together. And so there's a lot of work, a lot of activity. My team, Andrew Kirksey, who did a wonderful job coordinating video and whatnot. In addition to that, Tanner Camp. So many people do so many different things, Coach,
right,
as you well know. Putting on a program together like this. I'm excited to be able to get together with our coaches as well as our student athletes. We'll announce our 23 players of the year. We'll have our coaches of the year, our assistant coaches of the year. It's just so much fun, and I'm excited about the special guests that we're going to have. I know that I'm really excited about Jason Simmons coming back. Jason, who's now the assistant coach at Purdue, of course, so who's been there, has been an award winner at the Gritties. Now he's a college coach. He's going to be speaking. He's going to be our keynote guy. I'm excited about that big time because he's one of the guys who, if anybody loves Indiana high school football, it's Jason Simmons. I'm excited about him coming back. And then, of course, a couple other guys that a lot of our Colts fans will know. Danny Muir is going to be back, and Robert Mathis are going to be there to entertain us. And it's going to be a fun time, Coach. Really will be. Excited about you being there again.
Well, I look forward to it every year. Number one, I'm honored to be asked. And secondly, it's fun. It's a great way to honor the successes that people had in football last year. Small school, big school, it's all honored. That's one of the things I like about it is that you get recognition. If you're one of the smallest schools or one of the biggest schools, if you've done well, you get recognized. And it gives you that excitement. You begin to build the excitement for the upcoming season. And you'll have pictures for your top 25 players for the cover of the magazine and all of that. And it's inspirational. I like to, as you know, every year I probably need to come up with better material. But I think it's a transformative night for everybody in the audience, because you'll walk out inspired when the evening is finished.
Well, I would hope that you would do that. There are 4 or 5 awards that we give out each and every year that are just those kind of things. And I know that for you and I, the older we get, we especially have a tremendous amount of affection and fondness for people who have done things the right ways for the right reasons. And I certainly think that's what we've tried to do with our Lifetime Achievement Award, our Jason Kuntz Badge of Courage Award, our Brad Breifogel Spirit of Sport Award, and, of course, our Excellence in Football Media. We're going to announce our Assistant Coaches of the Year, our Community Involvement and Impact Award. And I'm excited that the original Gridiron Gang is going to be with us again this year and be a chance to work with Robert and Dan again and be a part of that. And I'm really excited about some of those awards that, honestly, if you've got if you don't shed a tear with a couple of these awards, then I think you need to check your heart and your pulse at the door, because we're going to share some stories. I'm going to give you a sneak preview of one of the stories that we're going to share. It was our idea this time to announce our Lifetime and Achievement Award. And normally I don't announce the awards until Sunday, but I'm going to share this one with you, Coach, because you know this one. But we're going to our Lifetime Achievement Award is going to go out to Mark, Tim, and Scott Bless. Those three guys have done a wonderful job at the schools that they coached at, but their dad was a lifetime-changing guy. Bill Bless was a guy that, as you well know, set the tone for his three sons to go out there and change a lot of communities. And how neat is it going to be able to be Tyler Bless, and now the coach of Plainfield High School, to be announcing his dad and his two uncles with our Lifetime Achievement Award and get a chance to hear some thoughts from those guys. So that's a sneak preview of what's coming up. That's one award that we're going to announce and share that with our audience. And that in itself and those other awards that we'll announce. But I'm also excited to be able to, announce to our statewide audience, our Primetime 25. Those guys are going to be on the cover of our book next year.
Yeah.
This is a very, very diverse group. It'd be real easy, as you well know, to put the top 25 best college prospects, but that's not what the Indiana Football Digest is about. That's not what it'll ever be about, as long as I'm still here. So we've got some great small school kids, middle-sized school kids. We've got kids on the offensive line. We've got specialized kids. We've got it's going to be neat to be able to see those kids. Jerry Schulteis, our photographer, picks up some of the greatest photos I've ever been around. Not only at the state finals, but we'll have a lot of that stuff. And Andrew Kirksey, our program director, has got some special things planned for you and I to do. I'm not sure what they're going to be because I've had a hands-off group on this for the first time in my career. Andrew said, "Paul, I'm ready to take over." And so I said, "Okay. You take over." And so I found out some of the things for the first time we're going to do tonight, Coach. And you know me, that was right. Really, really hard to do, is not to have my hands in the cookie jar at all times. So it was adventurous, to say the least, in our dress rehearsal tonight. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the opportunity and thankful so much. And thankful for the Indianapolis Colts for believing me. I just agreed to my 25th year working for the club in regards to some of the youth football initiatives, and excited about that. Excited for the people who make us who we are, the United States Marine Corps, Cuba Networks, McDonald Physical Therapy, the Colts, Gridiron Gang, all those people. Give me the chance to do what I do each and every day, and I feel absolutely blessed, man.
Paul Condrey from the Regional Radio Sports Network, Indiana Football Digest, the Gritties on Sunday at the Colts facility. Paul, I'm excited. I'm honored. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. God bless.
You're welcome. Thank you. School board update coming up with Brad Huber. This is Indiana Sports.